Welcome, everyone. My name is Samir Kakodkar. I'm a gastroenterologist and specialist in ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. Welcome to Against the Grain. Please do check out the rest of my podcasts, which can be found at the website samir3.podomatic.com. Or you can search my first and last name either in YouTube or Twitter, and you can find more information there. On Facebook, you can search Against the Grain to join the private group where there are ongoing discussions about these podcasts. Today, I'm going to do a short show on some of my favorite ready-made food items. These would be considered processed foods to some degree, but definitely less processed than the types of things you would find at the dollar store or 7-Eleven or even a regular grocery store in your neighborhood. And sometimes it's nice to have foods on hand that you don't always have to prepare. However, I understand there are diet purists out there that don't eat anything unless it's made from scratch. For those who are not able to dedicate a lot of time to cooking, these types of food products can help to reduce the time burden. Some of the products I mentioned would be compatible with the various diets used for inflammatory bowel disease, including the specific carbohydrate diet, though there may be exceptions depending on the particular diet or stage you are in. Why are these foods okay for IBD? Because they don't have the food additives, the refined flours, or sweeteners that are thought to be detrimental, though I understand that's also a controversial statement as well. In general, the kinds of foods I mention, especially the desserts, are considered advanced. So a rule of thumb is that they shouldn't be consumed when you have active symptoms and definitely active inflammation. Even those in remission, or for that matter, even people without IBD, should probably eat this stuff in moderation. I don't receive any money or sponsorship from the companies that make these products, so these are just things that I think are good, and these are my unbiased opinions. I also wanted to mention that because of the COVID-19 pandemic, many insurance plans are now covering virtual video or telephone visits, no matter where you live in the U.S. I'm happy to announce my clinic is now equipped for video and telephone visits. For those who would like more personalized attention, you can schedule an appointment with me from the comfort of your own home. Keep in mind, I only treat adults, those 18 years or older. You can email me at samir3@gmail.com for more information about a virtual appointment if you're interested. So I narrowed my list down to about 10 things that I regularly order, things that I eat very commonly, and luckily these seem to be compatible with most of the IBD diets out there. And I kind of modeled this episode around, if you've ever watched the Oprah Winfrey Show, where she has Oprah's favorite things. And one of those episodes comes to mind where she gave away all these free cars to the audience. So I'm not giving away free cars, but this is advice that I regarding things that I order that you may want to look into. And maybe you're already familiar with these products, which is likely as well. So the first one is, you know, I go to this website called wellbees.com. It's wellbees.com. And they have a lot of foods that are compatible with the specific carbohydrate diet. And they have something called veggie bread. Veggie bread, yeah, I've tried a lot of different breads from different companies. And I've settled onto this one because, you know, the ingredients in the veggie bread are almond flour, eggs, carrots, butternut squash, onion, olive oil, red bell pepper, baking soda, and salt. And it may sound like those ingredients are relatively savory, but this kind of bread can be used both for savory and sweet dishes. Like in the past I've used this and toasted it and just put some butter and honey or, you know, some fruit preserves on it or something like that, like jam, and that comes out well. And also you can just eat it with any kind of other savory dish that you can think of. The slices are kind of small, and that is generally a problem with these breads made of nut flours. The size of the slices can be small, at least the ones you order from different companies. So it's difficult to make lunches out of this bread or actually bring it anywhere because you can fit hardly anything between the slices. But it's still worth using, and I do order this often, so it's something to, yeah, keep in mind. My second food item is Primal Kitchen Chipotle Lime Mayo. And the ingredient list here is pretty simple. avocado oil, organic cage-free eggs, organic egg yolks, organic vinegar, sea salt, rosemary extract, chipotle, lime, garlic, and chives. So this is something you can find at most Whole Foods stores, and you may be already familiar with this Primal Kitchen brand. They make salad dressings, they make different condiments, they even make marinara sauce and pasta sauces now too, including oils too. Sometimes I get their avocado oil. So you could get this on Amazon, you can get this at various different grocery stores, and I ordered this a few times initially and didn't like it that much, but it's become more of an acquired taste. And how do I use it? I tend to eat it with proteins, really any protein, it works well. Chicken, I mostly just eat chicken and seafood, I don't eat red meat, so it does work pretty well. It tastes good, and I find that it tends to go well with kind of Mexican-inspired dishes, like if you make chicken fajita, like if you grill chicken with onions and bell peppers, for example. This is a good condiment to go with that. My third food item is Liberated Specialty Foods waffles. So Liberated Specialty Foods is another one of these websites that does sell foods that are compatible with this specific carbohydrate diet and also other diets. A nice part of this website is you can actually categorize the foods based on what diet you're on, so you can see what you're able to eat from their website. So what I like about these waffles is that they pretty much taste like waffles. They actually taste like waffles despite not using processed flours. So the ingredient list for their waffles is cashews, coconut flour, coconut oil, coconut milk, pure vanilla extract, honey, egg, baking soda, sea salt. Now, patients on the specific carbohydrate diet, they're not supposed to eat maple. So what are you going to eat these waffles with? Honey. I mean, honey works very well. So usually honey, usually I'll either put butter or coconut oil on the waffle and then put honey on top. So this is really an indulgence. This isn't something that I would say eat this for breakfast every day, because it is pretty heavy. It's pretty sweet. So if you have a sweet tooth, it's a good dessert, or for breakfast every once in a while. But it definitely tastes like a real waffle, so check that out. The fourth product that I regularly eat are Lara bars. Everyone knows about Lara bars. These have been around forever. The ingredient labels on these Lara bars are quite attractive because there's not many ingredients in it. There's been some controversy if the ingredient labels are actually accurate and where they're sourcing their ingredients, etc. Some people don't think they're good to eat, especially early on when you're on a diet like the specific carbohydrate diet. I agree. This is something you should eat once you're, advanced, have been on one of these diets for several years probably, and are feeling good. Some people do tolerate them from the beginning as well, and that's just something you're going to have to feel out yourself. But the particular types of flavors I like of Lara bars, and by the way, Lara is spelled L-A-R-A, and they have various flavors, and these are kind of like, think of them as energy bars. They're bars that are primarily date-based, so dates, like the dried fruit, the date, and then they put other ingredients in to mimic other flavors. The flavors that I tend to eat, cinnamon roll, coconut cream, peanut butter cookie, cashew cookie, apple pie. So not all of them are compatible with these diets. Like some of these bars have chocolate as an ingredient and other things. So you'll have to look at the ingredient label. But those are the particular kinds I like. Now, I've been eating these for a long time. So are these things that I particularly like at this point? Like, do I crave Lara bars? No, I don't. It's more if I'm just, if I eat a meal and I'm still a little bit hungry afterwards and I have a little bit of a sweet tooth, I'll eat this, and this does the job and can help to prevent you from eating something you shouldn't be eating. So again, an advanced food and probably something you don't want to eat early on, especially while on the specific carbohydrate diet. The next food item is wild brine spicy kimchi sriracha. So this is something, if you don't like kimchi or you don't like spicy food, this may not be for you. But it's something I do buy on a semi-regular basis. The ingredients on this are Napa cabbage, Fresno pepper, water, garlic, green onion, sea salt, sea vegetable, Korean red pepper, and ginger. Yeah, specifically, is this sea vegetable they use, this wakame, is this SCD legal or not? I'm not sure. But I do use it. It's good for there's a recipe that I actually created for fried rice using cauliflower rice. Then I eat that with this, or I'll eat it with scrambled eggs, or even, you know, sunny side up eggs, any kind of egg preparation. This tends to go well with it. But this also is an acquired taste. If you don't like kimchi, this is probably not going to be for you. But this is found in the refrigerator section in Whole Foods. I'm not sure if it's found in other grocery stores, but it's near where you other fermented foods are located, like sauerkraut in the refrigerator section, usually in that same section where there's milk. The next food item is seasoned sardines and extra virgin olive oil. So Season is just a brand that makes this particular kind, but there are other brands that make canned sardines. And growing up, I actually thought sardines were disgusting, and this all goes back to, I'm not sure if you guys have seen this movie, Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Very, very hilarious movie from the 80s. And they had a scene where there was a homeless guy that was traveling on the trains, just hitching a ride on these transport trains, and he was eating sardines, and it was depicted as a very disgusting food. But and that was my resistance to it, but I remember meeting somebody who would eat this regularly for lunch, and it just seemed like a very easily transportable thing to eat for lunch. Particularly if you're somebody who goes to work and really the only thing you can find at work is a salad bar to eat lunch. And sometimes the proteins that are available on a salad bar are not the best. Like, even if they have chicken breast, it probably has fillers in it, and it's something that is not ideal. It's not actually just plain grilled chicken, unless you go to Whole Foods, where their grilled chicken actually has the ingredient label where you can see what's put in it, and that one's fine. But the chicken, for example, at an Avant-Pan or a Panera or something like that, is probably has some fillers in it. So this is a protein you can bring and actually put in your salad, and it can be more satisfying as opposed to just eating a salad, which doesn't tend to fill me up that well. So, and actually it tastes decent. It tastes just like fish, regular fish. And sardines happen to be one of the types of seafood that has low mercury compared to others. So in that sense, it's probably something I wouldn't eat every day, but it's probably safe to eat even twice a week or so. My next food item is Lakewood Pure Concord Grape Juice. This is a type of grape juice that you can actually get at Whole Foods. That's where I picked this up. It is not from concentrate, so for those on the specific carbohydrate diet, this would be allowed. So the way I use this is sometimes it gets old just drinking water, and my usual beverages are water or limeade or lemonade. But sometimes that gets boring, so just to change it up a little bit, I do crave sodas. In my youth, I used to drink, a lot of Coca-Cola, 7-Up, and even these flavored sodas. So this, I found this method to be the easiest to get something that simulates that soda taste, like a flavored soda that actually tastes good. And what this is mimicking is if you've ever had grape soda, or like Fanta makes grape soda. So this, you can get something that tastes exactly like that by just getting some club soda at any grocery store and filling a cup 3/4 with club soda. And then the last fourth of it, you mix in this grape juice and stir it, and there you go. And so it's not too sweet, so I would limit it to about 1/4 of it being juice. And it tastes just like Fanta grape soda, so try that out. The 8th food item is Barnana Organic Plantain Chips, and this is the plain flavor. The other flavors don't work because they actually have maltodextrin as an ingredient, but the plain flavor, where the ingredients are plantains, coconut oil, Himalayan pink sea salt, that's it. So I do eat these on a semi-regular basis. It's pretty good if you're craving something that's crunchy and it's just kind of a snack in between meals. I wouldn't overdo it on this, but having a few chips here and there is fine. Now, this is not legal. This is not allowed on the specific carbohydrate diet, but those that are more advanced on the diet, have been on it for several years, are feeling fine. This can be one of those things you try to branch out a little bit and see if you tolerate this, because it does tend to be pretty well tolerated amongst a lot of people who start out on the SED. I mean, just listen to my podcast with Stephanie Cola Manning. This is one of the things that she also added to her diet later on. So it's not something to do in the beginning, but years down the line, maybe this is something you can expand with. The ninth item is That's It bars. That's the brand. That's what it's called. That's It. And they are these fruit bars. I've been eating these for years, not on a regular basis, but they used to sell them at Starbucks. I think they still do. And you can get them at Whole Foods. You can get them online. For a little while, they were off the market, and then they came back. I like the bars that have strawberry as an ingredient. Those, I think, taste the best. Also, the mango apple one's pretty good. So these are good because the only ingredients in them are fruit. They're just dried fruit. You shouldn't overdo it on dried fruits in general, but still, this is good to have every once in a while to satisfy that craving sometimes that you have for fruit. And in my youth, I used to eat a lot of fruit roll-ups, and this kind of is a mimic of fruit roll-ups or fruit snacks. If you've ever liked those things, this is the next best alternative if you're on one of these diets. And my final food item is Red Boat fish sauce, which you can also buy at Whole Foods or online. There are different types of fish sauce. Fish sauce is a condiment that's used in a lot of Asian cooking. Some of the ones that you find in regular grocery stores can have sugar as an added ingredient, which I try to avoid. So this just has fish as the ingredient. So I use this. There's two dishes I use this in. One is papaya salad, which is a classic green papaya salad, which is a classic Thai dish, which is relatively easy to make. And the challenge is actually finding green papaya, which you have to get at an Asian grocery store usually. It doesn't really work with regular ripe papaya. So that you can just check a YouTube video on how to make that and make the appropriate substitutions. And that's pretty good. I also make this fried rice, which I previously mentioned. So I'll just briefly go over that recipe and how I use the fish sauce. But pretty much, I take a pan, I put some avocado or olive oil in there. Then I add some minced onions and carrots, garlic, ginger. I'll also grill some shrimp too. Lobster is even better if you have access to that, but most of the time some shrimp. Wait till that, you know, cooks up. Then I'll add in some cauliflower, like riced cauliflower. So cauliflower that's chopped very fine. I usually buy that. That's in the freezer section at Whole Foods too, where you can get ready-made cauliflower rice that's frozen. So put that in there along with an egg. I also add some stone ground mustard and some fish sauce. And the fish sauce here acts almost like a substitute for soy sauce. I don't put a ton of it in there, but just a little bit, and then maybe finish it off with a little bit of butter. And so this is a relatively rich dish. I'll eat this with the sriracha kimchi that I mentioned before. So it's good. It's pretty good. It's mimicking is if you've ever been to Benihana and got the fried rice there, it's trying to mimic that flavor, that kind of Japanese fried rice flavor. So maybe one of these days I'll put that up on YouTube, the recipe for that. So that's my list. I was also interested in other people's lists, so I posted on Twitter, I posted on the private Facebook group that I encourage everybody to join, and I did get some other responses. Some of these foods I've tried, some of them I haven't, so I just wanted to list those in case you guys want to look these up too. So one is Simple Mills almond flour crackers, Fronin ice cream, Liberated specialty food, cashew bread, canned tuna, paleo bars, Rao's homemade marinara sauce, Welby's ketchup and barbecue sauce. Although last I checked, those were sold out. Trader Joe's raw almond butter. I usually get my almond butter from Whole Foods and make almond butter brownies out of them, because you can actually grind the almonds yourself and see that. But somebody mentioned Trader Joe's. Also Bob's Red Mill gluten-free steel cut oats, Chomps Paleo Prime raspberry cookies, Freedom Bars, Wonderful Pistachios. I eat a lot of those too. Made in Nature organic dried mangoes. Yes, I've eat those frequently. Rhythm Superfoods organic naked carrot chips, Applegate Organics organic beef hot dogs, Date Lady sweet chili sauce, Bear apple chips. So those are the responses, some of the responses I got on social media. Okay, so that's the list, my list, the list of the people who listen to this podcast. I'm curious about everyone's list as it evolves over time. But thank you for listening, and everybody stay safe.